welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. It's a blessing to be along with you today, and we're so thankful for the Fellowship Tract League and how God is using it. And not only has he allowed billions of gospel tracts to go out throughout the years, but even now, God is continuing to use the printed page to minister to the hearts and lives of those who receive it, because there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." It's not our presentation, our slick words, our way of impressing people. There's power in the gospel, and that's what you can guarantee is in the printed page in the gospel tract from the Fellowship Tract League, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God has honored that down throughout the years and continues to do so. If you'd like to know more about the Fellowship Tract League, you can go to fellowshiptractleague.org. That's fellowshiptractleague.org, and you can find more about it, even a donation page there and things of that nature. And we thank you so much for being a part of the Tract League. We praise the Lord for what he's continued to do through it, even in these days. Lord willing, we'll be back with you in just a little bit with some more thoughts on steps to something special. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
My husband and I enjoyed coming down to your meeting, and we were able to help pack gospel tracts to send to other countries. We are not able to do that anymore. My husband recently passed away, but my church has been a big help to me. Also, the prayers of the people of churches that we attended to through the years. We are sending money for a roll of paper. We enjoy reading your newsletter. Thank you for all you do, and we listen to your broadcast. This from Sharon.
Praise the Lord for Sharon's letter. This one from Kelvin in the state of Ohio here. He read gospel tract number 107, Death, It Happens Every Day. I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. It's time for me to change the way I live and serve the Lord. I would really appreciate it if you would send me any scripture references or paper booklets that would help me on my path to serve the Lord and become a better Christian. When folks ask about this, we just refer them to Brother John, do you would you share with them where we refer them to in growing in the Lord?
Sure. We have a discipleship program available in a church in Pennsylvania as well as a church in Kentucky, and they're able to correspond with people. And if it comes from a prison or a jail, we're able to send those to Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, and they can make a follow-up as well.
And you got some letters in your hand?
I do. This comes to us from Jim. I want to thank you for the best Christmas tract that I have read. I was able to give a copy to two pastors, and they both agreed with me. I am going to try to send the Fellowship Tract League $10 a month. In Christ, Jim.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Yesterday, we began to look at the steps of something special in the life of Peter, and it just seems so ironic to me that the man who was known for his words was reached by word. And we find that in Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 75, when Peter remembered the word of Jesus. We find, first of all, there is a word of remembrance and repentance. If we are going to be used of God and God is going to work in our life, we must remember what God has to say. And what God has to say to us is always right. And when we align with that, that is repentance. I believe that with everything that is in me, that repentance is just as much a work of God as faith is. That God allows us to see from his point of view. That God brings us to our seeing our sin and our wrong path in the way that he sees it. And we see that, first of all, there was a word of remembrance. Not only is there a word of remembrance, but there's a word of reassurance. We find when they came to those ladies came to the garden tomb, when they came there, the angel said unto them, go tell his disciples and Peter. They were very quick to tell not just those disciples, not just those that were waiting there, maybe some, it seems like, even in fear and whatever it may be. But in Mark chapter number 16, we find that when they spoke to those ladies who came to the empty tomb, they said, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But in the following words, no doubt, a most powerful word that Peter ever received. He said, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. And so we find that there not only was a word of remembrance and repentance, but there's also a word of reassurance. If anybody needed to hear from the Lord, if anybody needed to be reassured that there was still communication from God, it was Peter. I'm glad that God met Peter at his lowest to give him the word that he needed, a word of reassurance. Not only would we say that there is a word of reassurance, but there is a word of restoration. If we go over to Luke's account of what takes place after the resurrection, and we come to the book of Luke in chapter number 24, the Bible says that those words, when they came, here's how they appeared. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. I don't know if it can be true. I'm not sure. Are you really sure that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead? The last thing I saw was him looking at me with disappointing eyes. The last thing I heard was him telling me that I was going to deny him. But the scripture says, as they were living in unbelief, here's what happened. Then arose Peter. In the moments when all the other disciples were in disbelief, the Bible says, then arose Peter and ran into the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloth and laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Peter received a word of reassurance. Peter received a word of restoration. He received it, and he acted in moments in his life. He acted it out, but now he acts in faith. In moments of his life, he acts in denial, but now he is coming to confirm that he believed that what has taken place. We find that Peter stood there on Pentecost, and as he did so, is the very thing that he received, he began to proclaim, and we find him speaking a word of responsibility, a word that God not only extended forgiveness to him, not only extended these things, but he was willing to stand up in the midst of a crowd and to say the God of heaven can do the same for you. And no, it was not Andrew, and no, it was not Matthew or Mark or any of the other disciples. It was that lowly Peter that God took him down this path of something special. And he stood on Pentecost and he cried out to the God of heaven and he cried out for the God of heaven. As he did so, he stood and he cried with power from God on high as a man who God had taken him down a path to something special. I don't know where on the path you may be, but you may find yourself thinking God can never use you again. I dare say, friend, that you need to hear from God a word of remembrance and repentance and find reassurance that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Find yourself walking in fellowship with him. And then responsibly tell others what God has done in your heart and what he can do in theirs. I'm glad God can do something special, not just in the life of Peter, whom most would have rejected, but in your life and in mine. May we allow him to do that today.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?